You are listening to Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. A petition drive is set to launch in the very near future that seeks to put a measure on the November 2012 ballot that would legalize marijuana entirely for those 21 years of age and older. Our guest this morning is Sharmi Golson, and Sharmi is co-owner and editor of the Midwest Cultivator, a former staff member for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and current communications director for the group Committee for a Safer Michigan. That's the group organizing the petition drive to legalize marijuana. Sharmi, good morning and welcome to WEMU.
Good morning.
Well, current State Attorney General Bill Schuette is opposed to the medical marijuana statutes and has taken a rather adversarial approach to clinics, even when operating within the parameters set by local communities in which they reside. Don't you expect that his office is going to take an even tougher stance on the potential of fully legalizing marijuana?
We do.
How are you going to negotiate around or with the State Attorney General's office to reach something that serves the patients of medical marijuana?
Well, we plan to put the faces of the war on marijuana in front of the media, first and foremost. And if you go to our website, which is repealtoday.org, you'll see some very simple bullet points about why we want to end marijuana prohibition and what we hope it will do when that happens.
Well, let's get into that. Why do you want to end prohibition on marijuana?
Well, marijuana prohibition in Michigan, and really across the state, has denied relief to the suffering of seriously ill, injured, and dying citizens. It's decreased the health and public safety of Michigan families. It's made it much easier for minors to obtain marijuana. We believe it's wasted limited law enforcement and municipal resources. And for me, personally, most importantly, perhaps, it's eroded the public's relationship with law enforcement.
And how so? Law enforcement is simply following policy and procedure as set forth by current state law.
Correct. And I believe personally that it's irresponsible for politicians to continue to put law enforcement in harm's way in this way and ask them to continue to enforce this failed policy.
So then how much of this effort is about the current procedures and protocols of the law enforcement community?
Well, you know, as you know, the people of Michigan overwhelmingly passed the Medical Marijuana Act in 2008, and that law was written and passed to provide protection for the sick and dying from suffering further under marijuana prohibition enforcement. Unfortunately, since the passage of that act, politicians, law enforcement, and our state officials have steadily worked to remove the protections provided in the act for our most vulnerable citizens. Too many people, including state-sanctioned patients and caregivers, have been subject to the refusal of police, prosecutors, courts, probation officers, and other officials to comply with the law. And it's an increasing attack, really, on patients and caregivers. We're getting phone calls that folks are getting raided almost on a daily basis across the state.
There is, in fact, a case going before the state Supreme Court later today, the case of the People versus King, in which a person with a medical marijuana card was raided after a citizen complained that he'd seen marijuana growing in a backyard. It was contained in a locked dog kennel, but that kennel did not have an appropriate roof. Therefore, the law enforcement community said it is not in a proper enclosure, a locked enclosure. And when they went inside the house, they found that he was growing more marijuana, and it too did not have a lock on the door and therefore failed to meet the statute. Now, this case could set the course for a policy in the future on how people and growers and providers go about their business.
That's correct, Dave, and it's also one of the biggest catalysts for why we are working very hard right now on this constitutional amendment.
This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and we're talking with Sharmi Golson. She is co-owner and editor of the Midwest Cultivator, and she is also communications director for the group Committee for a Safer Michigan, the group organizing the petition drive to fully legalize marijuana. If you wouldn't mind, would you read the petition language as it now stands, what you're asking people to sign as we move forward?
I'd be glad to. Thank you. A petition to amend the Michigan Constitution, Article 1, to add Article 1, Section 28, repeal of marijuana prohibition. For persons who are at least 21 years of age who are not incarcerated, marijuana acquisition, cultivation, manufacture, sale, delivery, transfer, transportation, possession, ingestion, presence in or on the body, religious, medical, industrial, agricultural, commercial, or personal use, or possession or use of paraphernalia shall not be prohibited, abridged, or penalized in any manner, nor subject to civil forfeiture, provided that no person shall be permitted to operate an aircraft, motor vehicle, motorboat, ORV, snowmobile, train, or other heavy or dangerous equipment or machinery while impaired by marijuana.
Thank you for doing that. What this appears to propose is legalized marijuana seemingly without much regulation at all. The manufacture, distribution, and sale of alcohol is strictly regulated. That language that you just read seems to indicate that anyone of legal age may grow, transport, and sell marijuana without restriction. Is that the way you read it?
Correct.
Is that something you're comfortable with?
It is.
No regulation whatsoever?
Well, you know, after the voters of Michigan passed this measure, and I believe that when we obtain enough signatures to put it on the ballot before the voters, that they will pass it. But after the voters pass this measure, the legislator will be adopting regulations, absolutely. And folks can lobby for a sensible tax act. They can also lobby for all sorts of regulations. I personally prefer that it be maintained over local control, just like we've been dealing with the Medical Marijuana Act. Little villages and cities across the state have been working to handle that situation as well, and I prefer that it stay there, but I'm not the boss of this.
Is not much of the confusion we experience today because there is not uniformity of law throughout the state?
I believe much of the confusion we experience today is because the voters have been lied to by politicians and legislators about this law, about it being a crime magnet, about how it's dangerous to society, and that they just abject refusal to enforce it in any way.
So how then does a community benefit from total legalization?
Well, for one thing, it'll be regulated after we pass this law, and then it'll be much more difficult for our children to have access to it. Just like it's harder, ask your kids, what can you get easier, pot or cigarettes, pot or marijuana or alcohol? Also, we want police to refocus their priorities on violent crime rather than going through the neighbor's garbage looking for pot seeds or spending weeks and months doing investigations and fabricating cards to go pretend they're patients in dispensaries and go bust them. We want them to go get the rapists and murderers.
When will the petition drive officially start?
We are waiting right now to hear back from the Board of Canvassers. They have to approve the formatting of the language, and as soon as they give us the go-ahead, we'll be starting hopefully this week, but I can't be sure.
After it is approved and you are able to move forward, the group is charged with gathering over 320,000 valid signatures to qualify the measure for the November ballot. Is that something you see as doable?
I do. We've got volunteers coming out of the woodwork, and people, I got to tell you, people that are Obama Republicans, liberals, Tea Partiers, grandparents, students, you know, people from all walks of life are working together to bring this measure forward. It's why we're doing it, because people kept saying to us, please, please help us.
Well, obviously, as this issue moves forward, there's going to be a lot more to talk about. There are a lot of ancillary issues that crop up as we enter into the conversation. So I'd like to invite you back at another time to talk about those. But for right now, where can people learn more about the effort and the reasoning behind it?
Please visit our website at www.repealtoday.org. And for media inquiries, you can reach me directly at okisay@yahoo.com. It's OKIS as in Sam, AY at yahoo.com.
Sharmi, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, David.
That is Sharmi Golson, co-owner and editor of the Midwest Cultivator, former staff member for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and current communications director for the group Committee for a Safer Michigan. This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair.